Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And sometimes manna comes down from the heavens. It summarizes everything. A new tactic. Well, it's just a gut instinct. He's not smart enough as a tactic by Morning Schmo, Morning Joe Scarborough. And a lot of these people on the left, they've been saying it all week. What is wrong with you people? You hate America. You don't get America. You're not part of the America that I am. And the answer is, well, that last part is right. That somehow or another, these elitists, in quotes, just believe that their vision of America that works for them and their perch, it shows how disruptive President Trump is. The part that I'm going to play you from Joe Scarborough, though, that really got me, is his comparison yesterday, savaging Fox News. You wouldn't show Trump at the trial. That's the big story. Hey, you know what, buddy? You don't have any clue what the big story is. Do talk radio. Oh, you did do talk radio with Mika, and you couldn't do that.
Did he really?
Oh, I remember, Dan, yeah. Doing that show. I did like 30 or 40 of them.
Wait. You were a guest?
No, a host. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You filled in for Joe?
Yes, when it was the original. Now, this is way back when, before he really turned. And it was...
Was it a like conservative show?
It was billed as that. I did about, a month and a half at least.
Really?
Straight. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, all I had to do was fix the hair, and that was it. Then when he went with Mika, it was really bad. Yes.
I don't know how a radio show is supposed to be done, huh?
I had to go up to New York and do it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
another guy did a show.
Yeah, another failed show.
So anyhow, you don't know what the big story is. He says yesterday the big story is Trump on trial, wall-to-wall coverage. He didn't like showing those protesters. Well, all I can tell you, listener response yesterday to the Trump stuff, it's wall-to-wall. People have made a decision. A lot of people think this is overkill. There was nothing new. It was picking jurors. It was, did Trump fall asleep or not? Which I definitely get in a proceeding like that. The protesters, though, how coordinated this was, as we told you it would happen here in Philadelphia and across the country. And the outrage of public officials, with one exception, guess where, in Florida. They actually said, the spokesperson for Ron DeSantis, we dragged them, her words, out of there. They tried to block traffic. We dragged them. There was no, will you move? I'll give you 10 minutes. Everybody has to stay in traffic. They dragged them out of there. That's what America wanted to see yesterday. And America wanted to see the Newsom land of California. They wanted to see how Philadelphia did versus rehashing the Trump trial. Now, Fox did cover the Trump trial, so did we. But the protesters across the country, these mobs, trying to shut down our country, And police and others either being told, or some of these cops now believe it, well, if you get held up in traffic, that's because of the First Amendment. Not in Florida. What did Ronnie DeSantis say? We'll drag you out of there. And before we play Morning Joe, Dan, I think we have it here. I got in a little earlier. Tom Cotton, of all people, who's a Rhodes Scholar, I've interviewed him in person, and he's a pretty calm guy. He's kind of, you know, our version of Bob Casey Jr. in some ways. He kind of went off. Here's what Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas.
I don't have that one. Where's?
Oh, okay. We should have that one. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said that he thinks people across the country ought to just, he said, there's not that many of the protesters. Just push them out of there yourself. Wow. When have you heard a public figure say that? That these protesters should not be in your way. Here's Senator Tom Cotton.
I feel very deeply for all those people who are trying to get to work or trying to pick up a kid. Very worried about the diversion of police resources when it needs to be stopping crime in cities like San Francisco, where firefighters are having to go there when they might have calls for fires out. I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle it in Arkansas. And I would encourage most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Wow, I was shocked that he said it. I don't know that I'd be advising him to say they'd be in the drink, Dan. Come on. It's on the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, my. And then the pulling of their hands if they glue themselves. That's Tom Cotton, who's usually more of the calmer voice, even though a military guy, et cetera, about this. So what was the big story yesterday? Oh, you guys just don't want to say it was Trump. He was the former president. He is running for office. No. This mob, these mobs coordinated across the country. That's the story. Steve Feldman of the Zionists for America will be here a little bit later on. And will lay out the organizations that are funding this, behind this, and how these people all come together to coordinate these attacks on Americans. But here's Morning Joe. If you're a Trump person, if you watch Fox News, I guess he would include talk radio.
Put on your seatbelt.
Yes, you hate America. This is the new tactic. You're the one that, why are you running down America so much? Interesting spin, huh? Here's what Morning Joe said.
You live in the most powerful, greatest country on the face of the earth, and you're voting for a guy that tells you every day that America sucks? What's wrong with you? Who raised you?
Ha!
What history did you read?
That's it.
Like, where are you from? Because you may claim to be from where I'm from, but you were not raised by the same teachers I was raised by.
And you
don't read. Because if you read, Mike, the facts are clear.
Oh, man.
And I'm getting tired of saying this to people who claim to be patriotic but hate America, because they're always running America down. They're always trashing America. They're always saying America's horrible. Its democracy doesn't work. We need a dictatorship if Donald Trump doesn't win. I'm tired of people running America down. And on Fox News, and I'll just say it, on Fox News, they didn't want to show Donald Trump in trial. So they got three protests and said protests shut down America, basically. This weekend, there were like four migrants and a hound dog on top of the hill in New Mexico. And they had their four migrants and a hound dog cam on for hours.
There's right now, I'm looking up the hill. And there are...
What the heck is going
two,
on here?
Three... I see a coyote. That's a hound dog, Bob. Okay, a hound dog. I mean, this is a world!
What is going on?
All right, Mika, where's Mika during this? What's Mika up to?
Is Mika off?
Yeah, Mika must have been off, so Joe's off his rocker here.
It was with Barnacle today.
Yeah. The Plagiarist.
Barnacle is feeding into it.
What is it with this channel and the Plagiarists that they have? Barnacle, the Kearns Goodwin. Then they have all those historians, Michael Bachelos, John Meacham here. Douglas Brinkley here, too. God. All right, I'd love to get your reaction to that. This has been said recently. This is what the left is doing. You hate America. You're running down America. You ever notice that Joe Biden does this at the end? It's so tiresome. The last paragraph, when he remembers at the end, where he says, and you never went wrong betting on America. I'm betting on America, he says.
This is a world.
It's not about betting on America. We're not betting on you. You're not America.
They it's give them you. You.
There's more if you wanted it. It's
great. Oh, yeah. Let's hear a little bit more. It's classic.
They give their viewers anything to try to make America look bad. They are obsessed.
That's it.
On trashing America when America is stronger, more powerful than ever before.
What?
Its economy stronger and more powerful than ever before.
What?
So what do? They find a trans athlete in Utah.
That's really how they think.
Our world's coming to an end. Help us, Jesus. The country ain't the country I was raised in. No, it's better. It's stronger. We're more powerful. Our military's more powerful relative to the rest of the world. Our economy is stronger relative to the rest of the world. But you would never know this because they are fed a steady stream of hate America first rhetoric, which I suppose
hate America first
is what you have the chairman of the House GOP saying, that some of those dupes, backbenchers, are actually clinging to pro-Russian propaganda and spreading it across their districts, across America, and across the House floor.
Oh, my goodness. What a tour de force by the man. Let's all give him a collective hand. That is the best of Joe Scarborough.
Our world's coming to an end. Help us, Jesus.
Offending Utah, offending Jesus, offending those who think that women's sports. Next, he'll be saying Caitlin Clark is great, but yeah, a man can play against her.
The country ain't the country I was raised in. No, it's better.
Oh, that's a good question, too. Is it better? I'd say no. I think you would say no, too. In what way is it better over these last 4 years? In what way is America better over these last... America's better. And boy, if there ever was a guy who fits the word, the one word, the pompous.
This is this a guy. World!
This guy is pompous beyond belief. Yeah, I like the hair. I have to admit, I like the hair like that. That's not the pompous part. You know, it's just... This is what he engages in. But there's a lot of these people that feel this way. What's wrong with these people? Why are they complaining so much? We're in power now. We control the media. We control academia. We control the presidency up and down the line. We control even the world of sports and narrative there with ESPN. It's a better America because we're in control. And you have traditional America, which is successful and has succeeded, saying, no, this is not a better America. Man, we have to play that once in a while. It's invigorating.
It's a great clip, right?
Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with your response to that. I'm looking for some. You go to the top of the line if you agree with Joe. Yeah, I'm tired of you people always running down America.
This is a world!
All right, in addition to that... we have the president returning to Wildwood in May. We're on top of this. We'll hear from Jeff Van Drew, the architect. Now, do I think it's necessarily, Dan, the best use of time and strategy? Is he really telling us New Jersey's in play again? Oh, my God.
New Jersey's going red, Dom.
Or is he thinking that there will be a lot of Pennsylvanians at the shore there?
I think that's the idea.
Will Trump get into the whales there in the... Oh, he will, I'm sure. He'll attack the windmills. He loves attacking the windmills. I hear the line already. Well, what do you do when there's no wind that day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hear it.
Those poor little whales.
All right, give me your response to Morning Joe. Side question today. Today is National Eggs Benedict Day. And since Dan is the, in a previous life, he was a brunch, the master of the brunch, yes. Eggs Benedict, we're looking for something that was good, maybe even very good, but there was an improvement. It made it better, maybe even a lot better. Now, yeah. I'm in the camp, once something's very good, my strategy is don't mess around with it. You know what I mean? No, 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 I'm not messing around with that. Don't be tinkering. Let it alone. Dan over there, the Mona Lisa, I think I could put a little extra.
The Mona Lisa is a good example, but what's another example? You had that mindset about your Barca lounger for how many years?
Oh, yeah,
and now you
right.
found a new one, and look at you. You're all about the new one, right?
Well, it's fine, but I still like the old one. It's perfect, yeah. All right, so we're looking for something that was good, but it was made better.
Oh, there's one right there. The chair... Right. Made better by the Barca lounger. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to say the cell phone and the iPhone wasn't a scam. It actually did upgrade the cell phone tremendously. Usually these things are scammy, you know, that there's nothing like that. But it actually upgraded it. All right, hit us with that at the end of your call. But if you have a pulse, you're hearing this more on the left. Stop running down America. Stop saying America's going to hell in a handbasket. Stop talking about the protesters yesterday. I mean, it's a test. And Tom Cotton passed the test. Ron DeSantis passed the test. If you have a pulse at all, if you're an American at all, you have to know you shouldn't have to sit in traffic as these mobs overrun us and make this their play day. This is what they get off on. There's no way. But for Cotton to say they'd be in the drink, that's what we would do in Arizona and Arkansas. Ron DeSantis, spokesperson, we dragged them off the street. Dragged them. Cops were just pulling them by their legs, dragging them along the ground right out of the causeway there. The protest lasted maybe 10 seconds. Why in the world are these? Now, Philadelphia responded pretty quickly. But Seattle, Portland, California, Chicago, the whole laundry list.
The world's coming to an end. Help us, Jesus.
The country ain't the contra hours race, Dan.
Now it's better.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn worlds
around. Time to your Dano show. It's gold. This is a classic that you'll hear over the years. With Morning Joe going off, and he at least hit the big questions here. See, they're in this bubble. They're in control. They're making a lot of money. They have a lot of power. They're all in each other's parties. Involved with each other, sometimes sexually, like Mika Brzezinski. So they're all plagiarists, covering that up. So America's good to them. America's better. You have no rights. See, you're not part of the club. And if you're critical of this and Trump, is that agent of this. That's dangerous. But imagine this guy actually believes the protesters yesterday is not a story. And by the way, as far as supporting the country, tell me the last time MSNBC gives such coverage to the military as, oh, I don't know, Fox News Channel. Tell me how many times does Fox show people across America that are heroes? Maybe not physical courage, but all kinds of things. How many times do they do that? No, what they show you are people running down the country. Just look at the host there. Joy Reid saluting America? I don't think so much. The pajama boy at night saluting America at 8 o'clock? Yeah, the onesie guy? No, he... Google him, Dan, on what he said.
I'm so curious now.
On a Memorial Day, attacking snipers and attacking America, American snipers. I think he attacked Chris Kyle, saying they were cowards. They're firing at people, along with Michael Moore. Rachel Maddow.
Right now I'm looking up the hill, and there are two, three. I see a coyote.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of some of their other main players there at MSNBC. Okay?
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow. Yeah. Another strong supporter of America. No, they're not supporting America. They're only using that narrative as a cudgel to beat down people that actually support. Notice what he said, which you don't read. You're not a reader like Joe sitting there in his Barco lounger.
We read Shakespeare here on the Don Quixote.
Exactly. Come on now. We just did a speaker series with a book. When's Joe done anything like that? God, and it's a murderer's row in the morning with the Reverend Al Sharpton is part of the...
Do
you know the reference, the Algonquin Club? It was all these... I'd like to do our Knights of the Round Table, Dan, some of the regular callers. I think they would. I would match Joe of Exton against Joe of Scarborough.
Yeah, Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, like he'd have to spot him a couple of touchdowns. Joe of Exton. The Earl of Tacony, Robert of Ben Salem.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, yeah, against Mika. Let's see Mika make a call like that. Handle tough things while putting nails in a roof.
Hello,
I don't
Joe
think so.
Scarborough.
All right, let's go to John in Wild.
Fox News. I'll just say it on Fox News. They didn't want to show Donald Trump in trial. So they got three protests and said protests shut down America.
Can you imagine if this guy and Mika were stuck in traffic on the bridge for 15 minutes? He got out. You know who I am.
Help us, Jesus.
Let's go to John in Wildwood, New Jersey. Hey, John, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I think that you're giving this guy more listeners than he had live when he did this. Yeah. I honestly believe that. It's kind of hilarious to listen to. And it's funny, these people are losing their minds now because Trump's actually getting through to people, and they don't realize, like he said, they're not covering the trial. So you guys cover the trial. You all haven't done that. Like in 2016, you thought he was a joke. So you gave him all this free publicity, and you're doing the same thing now. So, you know,
In fact, John, they were at him at the Trump state in Florida, according to news reports, trying to glom onto him until Trump made remarks about Mika's alleged surgeries, and that stopped it.
Yeah. Well, they were all his friends until, like, he switched parties or ran as a Republican. It's amazing,
Exactly.
But can I ask you, you just said that Trump's going to be in Wildwood. It's the first time hearing this. Do you have any particulars on that, of where or when and all that?
Yeah. As far as we know, this is the plan for now. And tomorrow we're going to have the people on when they're able to actually, for some reason, tell us. But it's apparently going to be on Lincoln Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 11th.
Fantastic. I'm definitely going to be there. This is going to be great. So, anyway... Thank you for letting me come on. I just thought, shame on you, Dom, for giving this guy more of an audience than he has in real life.
Country ain't the country hours, Rage Dan. No, it's better.
Is the country better? Somebody call and tell us and say, you people have lost your mind. What do you want to go back to? No indoor plumbing? Look at the literacy rates. Look at the health care rate. Look at what Joe Biden has done. Look at the infrastructure. They don't get it. Again, people are not basing this on is America better now than just some random number of material good. Even then, is America better, Joe, that people are just unable to afford basic groceries because of this clown? Is that a better America? See, it doesn't affect you to any large degree. You're insulated from it. How would you know? And what do you think would happen if you try to engage some of these ordinary traditional Americans? Do a focus group with them, Joe. Mock them and see what it's like. Yeah, Dan.
Do you think his viewers actually believe this little tidbit that we kind of glossed past?
Its economy stronger and more powerful than ever before. So what do they do?
Do you think they believe that?
Yeah, I think some of them do believe that.
Really? Yeah. Like even with this rampant inflation that we're seeing? That?
Well, they're not associate. He's trying to disassociate that. He's trying to say okay. The economy, the macro. And the average person listening now says, I don't care about the macro. I care about what I can buy, what I can do. More importantly, what I care about, what my kids in the future will be able to do. I care because of this little creep in the White House that people can't get into that first home. That's the American dream. That's the better America. They can't because the Fed is not going to lower those interest rates. The stock market's gone wild the last week now, down, because of this. And who caused it? He did, listening to all these puff-shirt historians and the Morning Joes of the world. Look, I always say, smart people, I may differ with them ideologically. Nancy Pelosi's a dope. Joe Biden's a dope. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, Bill Clinton are not. You may differ with them ideologically. Joe Scarborough is a dope. And he's the worst kind. He doesn't recognize it. He's such a bubble of glad-handers there. They need like eight people around the table every day. Dan, the booker must be jumping out a window just to get through the show.
It's more of a moderator than a host.
Yeah, that's right. Tell me, John Meacham, what do you say about him? Exactly. Michael Beschloss, weigh in.
When he gets the platform to actually say anything, it turns into something like this.
Yeah, Mika was out.
Help us, Jesus! The country ain't the country I was raised in.
I wonder how many writers had to prepare that. I wonder if Joy Reid would agree with that. I get the ladies on The View think this, too. They think America's great right now because look at how it's going for them and their bubble of friends and circles and their ideology. They don't want traditional America.
My question is, how does that district go from Joe Scarborough to Matt Gaetz?
Yeah. Well, he was an alleged conservative then on paper. Yeah. Scarborough Company first started. It was a conservative show they put on, allegedly. That's when I was filling in for him. It was billed. It was mostly conservative. Then when he came back the second time to talk radio with Mika, it was not. All right, let's go to John in Roxborough and talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in.
What do you say, Dom? Listen, I got a little rebuttal for Mr. Scumborough. This guy sits in a condo in, Miami? He can't go to New York because he's got problems in New York? And he don't think that the people understand all this? I don't get it.
No, well, without a doubt, this is the last refuge. It's the same thing we've heard since 2016. Thank you, John. And it's to attack traditional America that is supportive of Trump.
They are obsessed.
855-839. Yeah, Jim reminds me, and I've actually had bet some people, and they didn't believe it. They looked it up. What noted liberal? Even somebody who listens that's a family member, Dan, used to fill in for Rush during this time slot.
I looked at the board. No way he did. Really?
Chris Matthews.
Wow.
If you Google it, now I don't know how many times he did. I know it was a few. So was Rush off his rocker then? Or was it that Chris Matthews was seen as a liberal moderate? You know what I mean?
I think when I first started here doing the Rush show.
Yeah.
he filled in once or twice.
Yeah, he did. I know that he did it. He was a fill-in on the Rush Limbaugh show of all conservative talk radio shows. Katie Couric yesterday, another dope. We played you with Bill Maher. MAGA being driven by anti-intellectualism. Can you imagine? You know, it's one thing if you're really smart and you say this. It's still despicable. But when you're a dope, how do you get to Katie Couric is going to look down Joe Scarborough? Man, wait till Mika gets back. Big trouble. Okay, coming up, a real smart guy, Andy McCarthy. Former federal prosecutor, now at Fox News. He's got something that could come out of this that's not an acquittal, but would be a minor matter. And everybody's touting him. He's the first one to come up with it, the Trump trial I'm talking about. And I'll ask him about jury selection, particularly in a case like, big time case like this. Andy McCarthy next with Dom. Tom Giordano's show. We should be joined momentarily by Andy McCarthy here to break down both jury selection and also what McCarthy, what Andy has said, even cited yesterday by Greg Jarrett, that nobody else saw in this as an opportunity as this goes on to basically erase what we see set up, this Rube Goldberg set up by the prosecutor in New York. Let's go to Andy McCarthy on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, welcome in.
Don, great to be with you.
Andy, jury selection in something like this, did you ever have a jury, say, the blind shake when you were doing that, where you had this number of people? Is this unusual? There were like 500 or so to start?
No, Dom, it's in a big case like this, the number of people that you bring in at the start is kind of limited by what your courtroom space is. And their expectation, of course, is that they're going to a majority of the people in, let's say, groups of 100 are going to not qualify to serve for one reason or another. So it's a long, tedious process. You go through hundreds of people. I think in the blind shake case, we went through thousands of jurors. It took us a month to get a jury. I don't think it'll take quite that long in this case. But, you know, remember – I'm trying to think of what the last there was a recent case where it took a long time to pick a jury. Probably won't be as long as this. I'll just say that my understanding is the judge is not going to sit Wednesdays. Next week we have Jewish holidays on Monday and Tuesday, which means they're going to work a short day or a no day. So you're talking about like 4 days this week, 2 days next week. You know, it starts to pile up, and what I'm hearing is like maybe not till the beginning of May where we actually get to, you know, jury arguments and evidence.
Wow. So give us a sense of what you'd be looking for, Andy, based upon your experience. Did you have somebody, an analyst, looking at the jury, or is it a decision you made when you were prosecuting?
Yeah, I never believed in that. I'm probably silly to feel this way, but I felt had good, experienced litigation teams when I was in the Southern District of New York trying cases, and we thought our collective judgment would be fine. I never went in much for the, you know, this idea of jury selection specialists and that sort of thing. I've had very, very good juries, and I've gotten burned by, you know, picking a couple of bad jurors. So, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Well, in this, you would think the odds are there could be somebody vaguely in favor of Trump that might slip by. And there are going to be several people who are going to say they don't care one way or the other, but deep down they have an agenda. Maybe they want to be famous. Maybe they want to write a book about it.
Yeah, well, you're hitting on the thing that litigators, at least savvy ones, worry about the most. You don't worry about the people who come in and say, I can't be fair, because that's what you want to hear. If they can't be, you want them to tell you that. And you don't worry about the people who are trying to get out of jury service, because you don't want those people on a jury like this one. The thing that you worry about are the people who will lie to get on the jury because they think this is, you know, super case where at the end of it they're going to be media stars. And that's the kind of thing that I'd be concerned about. But you know, it's a very extensive process. They have to fill out a pretty lengthy questionnaire, and then they get interviewed by the lawyers and the court. So it's always possible for someone to slip through. It happens from time to time, but it's a pretty extensive process to prevent against that.
Before we get to your big nugget here, Andy, I just tell you, I don't know about you, you would get rejected. Dane, you don't know this, do you? I once got rejected by the prosecution, the defense attorney, and the judge to be on a jury.
Not you.
Oh, my God. And
did
you
they
know,
at least did they at least give you a Mr. Congeniality award or something?
I didn't do it. Well, you know, part of the question on there, Andy, in Philadelphia, they have, I don't know about New York or federally. I think it was question 9, and it said something about would you give more weight to an officer's, a cop's testimony than others, something like that, less,
right,
or just neutral. And I knew yes. I answered honestly. The judge didn't like it. He said, I told you about this before, which he did not. And I said that I was getting close to contempt. And the reason I said, Your Honor, he's the one that somebody checks up on. He's the one that has people supervising him. These other witnesses, I don't know if anybody's supervising them.
Yeah, well, look, I agree with that. You know, look, you can have dishonest cops, too. But, you know, cops are professional observers, which the normal witness is not. So they're taking note of the things they see in a way that's different from the average person. And I would just point, you know, on this point, the Supreme Court, when it talks about how, you know, the standard for getting a warrant is probable cause, Chief Justice Rehnquist would point out that it's the totality of the circumstances as seen through the eyes of an experienced police officer.
Exactly.
Which is very different from the totality of the circumstances as seen by Dom or Andy. You know, it's a different, you know, they're in a different business.
I think they wouldn't want you on the court because they'd be afraid, you know, here's some decent lawyer and Andy McCarthy sitting on the jury. Oh, man, just picking apart.
I can't blame them for that. No one in my family would want me on the jury. And I never wanted a lawyer on the jury. So,
yeah, I can understand why.
I'm sympathetic to that.
So, Andy, yeah, way ahead of the curve, and Greg Jarrett brought this up himself yesterday when he was on. You talked about, in your own words, I guess, that there could be a misdemeanor here. Trump could admit to that. Statute of limitations has run out. I'm not sure politically how that plays out, but tell us what you're thinking he could do, his attorneys could say to do.
Yeah, well, first of all, Dom, he doesn't have to admit to anything. And I think he still has a very good defense, which, you know, we haven't focused too much on the charges yet. But they not only have to prove that he put in, you know, that there's inaccurate information in the bookkeeping, but that he did it with a fraudulent purpose. So much like the civil case in New York, we're again looking at a case of fraud where there's no fraud victims. Like there's nobody. Think about this. Given the terrible charges that were brought here, if Alvin Bragg thought he actually had a fraud case or a tax evasion case, don't you think he would have tripped over himself to charge that?
Exactly.
But of course he didn't because he doesn't have that kind. So he's got to prove fraudulent intent here, and I think he's going to have a hard time doing that. I'm not saying that Trump has to admit to the misdemeanor. What I'm saying is that under New York law, he's entitled to ask the court to give what's known as a lesser included offense charge, which means if the evidence is capable of being interpreted as he may have committed the misdemeanor but not the felony, then that theory has to be presented to the jury. That doesn't mean Trump has to admit to it. They just have to have the option of convicting him on the misdemeanor rather than the felony. And the reason I think it would be very smart to do that is if the jury is a New York jury that, like, let's just, you know, go with the caricature and say they just hate Trump and they have to convict him of something. If they convict him on the misdemeanor, the case has to get thrown out because the misdemeanor was time barred by, I think, by 2019, maybe by 2020. But there's no doubt the statute of limitations is run on that.
That's a great insight. I agree. And the jury could say that's a compromise. We did convict them. That's all that we could do. Andy, one other area with this, New Yorkers particularly, Michael Cohen is on record, serial liar, right, in court, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I know reasonably saying what you were doing. You sometimes have to put bad people up there and turn them to turn against somebody else. Right. So I don't think they'll necessarily discount Cohen on that ground, but they might discount him in that he's not a sympathetic figure at all. Not so much just a liar, but you know what I mean? He's an easy figure, I think, to get the jury to not like him at all.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, when we would put – yeah, look, I've always said that, you know, you could put the worst people in the world – on the stand. I've even put Philly fans on the stand, Tom. So, I mean, you know. But the question always is, can you corroborate their testimony? Like, how does their testimony stand up against everything else you think you know? But when we would put terrible people on the stand, we would normally have them also admit their own wrongdoing. So, for example, Cohen, just a couple of weeks ago, a federal judge said he committed perjury by his own account in his guilty plea. You know, when he pled under oath to tax evasion, and now he says he wasn't guilty of it. And they asked him at his, you know, I think Helena Haba asked him at his, in his civil trial testimony, so what you're saying is you committed perjury when you pled guilty, and he admitted to that. And a federal judge 2 weeks ago said he either committed perjury at that trial or at his plea, one or the other, or maybe even both. So, you know, it's one thing to say a person has a background with a lot of lying. It's quite another thing to say, you know, he's come to terms with what he did and admitted to it. And Cohen doesn't admit to anything in his life other than that he says he committed campaign finance crimes, which I don't think he actually committed. But he's saying that because it makes it more likely that you can get Trump convicted. So, you know.
Unbelievable.
I think he's a convicted he's not just a convicted felon, he's a convicted perjurer who the last time we heard from him was basically committing perjury about his prior perjury. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a little hard for a jury to wrap their brains around. And I would just point out to people that this case started in my old office, the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
And they opted not to bring a case against Trump. And undoubtedly, one of the reasons that they opted not to bring the case was because their main witness would have been Michael Cohen. And you don't want to go to court when your main witness is Michael Cohen.
Absolutely. So, Andy, though, hard to predict, though, but what about the argument? Look, this jury, it's a blue city. They're out to get Trump. So they don't care all the stuff that you and I talked about, all the nuance of this, how bad Cohen is. They just want to know when they can vote to say, yeah, convict him.
Well, I think that is a kind of an overplayed narrative. And look, I have a prejudice here because I liked New York juries. Now, in federal court, we were drawing our juries from Manhattan, the Bronx, and...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Westchester, not just Manhattan. But still, I like those juries. I thought they had a lot of common sense. And I would just say two things. Number one, don't judge New York on the basis of who gets elected, like Alvin Bragg and some of these crazy judges. The people who vote in elections in Manhattan for those kind of positions are vanishingly small in number. I think 80,000 people voted in the DA's election when Bragg was elected. There's over 2 million people in Manhattan, and a lot of them are just ordinary working people. And the big thing in Manhattan right now is that we have a lot of crime that Bragg won't prosecute. And I think a normal Manhattan person is going to listen to this case and wonder, why are we in court on this case when we have like real crime in the city that this guy won't prosecute? So that's one thing. And then the other thing I'd say, Dom, is remember that Bragg needs 12. Trump only needs one. Because if he gets a mistrial here, that's a major win for him. The thought that they would like try to do this, you know, dog's breakfast of a case a second time is highly unlikely, particularly given that he's got a whole bunch of other legal matters. So if he can get a hung jury here or he can get a conviction on a misdemeanor that gets thrown out, I think that's a big win for him. But, you know, yes, the city is tilted against Trump politically, and that's probably going to help Bragg. But Bragg needs 12 and Trump only needs one.
Well, put, when do we see you on Fox today, Andy?
I think I'm with Liz McDonald on the Business Channel later today, and then with Neil Cavuto tomorrow, and we'll see what else is hopping.
All right, Andy, thank you. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Andy McCarthy there. Dan's still working on being knocked off by all three parties.
I love that you, like, what was the reasoning? It's because the cop thing? It's not because you're a bloviator on conservative radio?
That too. Okay. Because I you know, went to law school. They knew that. I had
no
to put
respect.
That down. All the cops in the family, prosecutor in the family.
Have you served on a jury?
No. Yeah, I've never served on a jury. But then when I answered that question, Dan, I'm in a balcony like Mussolini, and the judge is down here for some reason, and he's hollering stuff up at me, and I'm hollering down from the balcony, and the guy was my friend who told
did
me.
Did he slowly stand from the bench and give you a slow
no,
thumbs
but he
down
had the
like
hammer.
Gladiator?
He had the hammer like this,
ah,
and the
okay.
guy who was my friend I knew from South Philly was going in the corner like this. And I answered it honestly. That was my defense. Yes, as Andy McCarthy just said, I would put more faith in what a cop said. Yes, I'm not going to lie.
Stop
why wouldn't I?
The hammering.
Yes, there's that too. All right, 855-839-1210. So Andy McCarthy, I would characterize it here, sees a lot of opportunity for Trump. It is going to tie him up for 6 or 7 weeks. But to Dan's point yesterday, it's a center of attention too, where he comes out periodically, makes statements. And again, if he walks on this, going to be another chance to say they just came after me and they missed. Now on to the general election. Dom Giordano's show. So Will Bunch himself, Dan, at the Philadelphia Inquirer, will spend some time in the next hour. I particularly want to hear from females. The Caitlin Clark story, he sees it, classic case of pay inequity. I'll tell you coming up how much he'll be making each year, how much he made in Iowa, though, and why that's the case, even though she'll help everybody else. I mean, I watched the WNBA draft last night, a few minutes of it. I know you're not supposed to say that. Oh, my God, how could you watch that? I just wanted to see a few different players. And if they get a WNBA team here, Luke and I will go and watch them, so I appreciate what they can do, but it's not rare versus men versus what NBA players can do. NBA players, it's like you're looking at a different universe. That, and who said this on Twitter, whatever we think of mail-in votes is mute. Well, that should be moot, but it's mute. That's how he said it. At this point, it's some Pennsylvania politician you will not believe, is on board with me on the mail-in ballot. I don't think he'll come back on the show to join arms in that, but guess who it is? We'll have that in a big 1 o'clock hour coming up. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.